Hi, my name is Jasmine, the supervisor for customer support. Can you please hold for me while I get your account pulled up to better assist you?
Okay.
Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am, for security purposes. Can you please verify the shipping address?
The shipping address that was, it was where I was in, when we were working over there at Donaldsonville Church of God. So whatever that address was on Highway 91 in Donaldsonville, Georgia. And I'm sorry, I didn't look it up before I called you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, can you please verify the last four digits of the car that was used?
9292.
Thank you for that. I have located your account for the Keto Ascend and the Keto Ascend Cleanse, which are both canceled, and you were given back a 50% refund back on the 3rd of May. How may I help you?
Okay. When I first called, I first had called Visa on May the 3rd. But I had just received my statement that included March 26th through April the 25th. I had just received my statement, and it was, you know, I always get it at the beginning of the month, so it was May 3rd. So she said she'd be refunding, you know, half of it. And I said, fine, you know, cancel it out, refund me half. I didn't expect to see it anymore, right? Because I called as soon as I got it, my statement. And so I didn't expect. And so today I just got my statement from May 3rd through May 25th. All right. So it was on the May 3rd that you, I mean, actually, that's the, it's not May 3rd. It's April 25th through May 25th. Okay. Which shows that on May 3rd, you refunded the $45.94 and $46.45. Okay. But then I see that on April 28th, and 27th, I was charged the $91.89 and $92.90 again. And so I didn't expect that.
Well, you called.
I had it canceled before, and I didn't expect to see it on my statement this time.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you called in on May the 3rd, and where your account was canceled and issued the 50% refund, it was on the April. Yes. 28th charges. So that was the last billing. It may show up on your bank statement part the month before because it was just billed. But that was the last billing which you have received the refunds of 50% for. So that was on April the 28th charges for $46.45 and $44.95. Those were the last billings.
Well, she didn't tell me that because I just got that statement today. And so in front of me when I talked to her was the March statement when I was looking at it in May 3rd. It was the March and April statement I was looking, and I was talking through my Visa person. She called for me. And you know how it's a few days, you know, before you get it mailed to you. And I don't have internet, so I'm not looking at it every day. So I wait till it's mailed to me. So in front of me was the March and April up to April 25th. So it had the March 26th and 27th. And I wrote on there, will be refunded. I wrote that, you know, the partial refund and all that. So I wrote that on the March 26th. And I understand you said it'd be that month, but I mean, I didn't have that statement yet. I know I called the 5th, I mean, the 3rd of May, but I didn't get that, you know, I didn't have that in front of me. I just got it today.
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize.
Can you refund me one of those months for one of those months?
I do apologize about the misunderstanding, but the charges are valid. But even though the charges are valid, I will go ahead and work with you and issue you back a 75% refund for the month of April. And that will be $69.67 and $68.91 back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Say that again. 75% refund.
Yes, ma'am.
And the amount are
$69.67 and $68.91.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you helping me, because my husband would be terribly upset. The thing on my smartphone, I don't know if it was my phone or the way you have it programmed, it disappears. I mean, it goes from one to the other so fast, and then you can't read all the little fine print. And, it's just hard doing it on your smartphone. And I don't have internet, computer internet. On the smartphone. So that could have escaped me. I don't know. I didn't write it down, all that. So I appreciate you helping me, Jasmine.
Yes, ma'am. Well, is there anything further that I can assist you with? We'll take 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect.
Okay. I understand. Thank you for helping me, Jasmine.
Are you welcome? Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.